Blog Talk Radio.
Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. This is your Blog Talk Radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, Brother who decided to do something about the problem of racism in the world, and he opened his Blog Talk radio station up to do it. I am Abdullah Akbar. I am a co-host worker here, along with my wife, Dahir Akbar, and Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I'm from Decatur, Georgia. And we also have a brother who sometimes drops in from Columbus, Georgia, and he's running into some problems, but he'll be on pretty soon. He has a family problem. He has a wife who's very sick in the hospital, recovering from a light stroke that she might have had. And we pray that she gets better and better. And we also have an imam that comes on with us that's supporting this show called Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, who is supporting this show, and many others. That, you know, so we're here tonight. We like to get started. The first thing we need to do is open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha, and this prayer means to open. This is the leading prayer. This is a prayer that the Muslims use every time that they open up anything, open a new school up. It's to open up with Al-Fatiha, open a new a restaurant, whatever. We open up with Al-Fatiha. This is what Allah has given, the Creator has given us, so we can talk to our Creator. And he in an intelligent way. And Al-Fatiha is the way we do it. First, we like to say it in the Arabic language. Then we like to say it in the English translation with the help of Almighty God alone. So we're going, Humalashaytan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Omidin, Iyaka Nabud, Iyaka Nastain, and then it's Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina, Anto Alayhim, Galwi Maidubi Alayhim, Waladoli, Aymi. English translation, we take protection from the Creator, Allah, from the rejected enemy, Satan, with the name of God. God is most gracious. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, or none of those who go astray. Amen. We greet our audience again in the best of the greeting of all the greeters in the world, all the greeting in the world. There's no greeting top this greeting, and that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. It only means may God peace be unto you. And all the prophets of God use this greeting to greet the people and greet each other. So it's the best of all the greetings. And we said research it, search it for yourself, and you'll find out what we're saying is true. This is the best of the greetings of all the greetings in the world. That's Assalamu Alaikum. May God peace be on you. And no other peace that we can find can get you the peace that God gave you. And we are here tonight to talk about the most serious issue, like the song said, what will happen to people who sit in church for 400 years or better, with an image of a African American on the wall, looking pitiful, and he's the savior for the whole world, and he put in everybody's churches and everybody's home. What would this do to the children that looks at that picture for 400 years and they came to church and seeing our picture up as the Son of God? What would this do to the people? Whatever we see now, whatever's going on now, it'd be reversed. Because you will have Caucasian people wish they had dark skin, curly hair, and they will be looking at themselves and making being inferior because the image of God put before them looked like an African American. So they'll become inferior. They'll become our slaves, or they become our people that we walk on, like they walk on us every day and every night. This is what happened. So God said, don't make no image. So that's a law has been broken. And since the law has been broken, well, God said, don't make nothing in the sky, on the land, or in the water, and call it God. That covered the whole universe. And they did it anyway. And the result is what we see now. You got inferior and so-called superior. And they get the superior with the language. The language of English language is put into a book. And they call Webster. Webster is one who draw up or give you the definition of the meaning of words. And him give you the definition of the meaning of the word, the words that describe him better, he used the word for his advantage. Webster do that. And it goes like this. When you see the word white in the Bible, I mean in the Webster said the word white means pure. It means without blemish. It means honest and decent. So you can see that word do not fit a whole lot of Caucasian people, because that's something they haven't been. The lies are still told and still going on today. Lies have been singing on TV. Santa Claus coming to town. That ain't nothing but a lie. But they're singing that song. And if you're setting your children in front of that so-called innocent song, then your children is receiving a lie and some poison lies. They're going to be hurting that child on the way down the line. Some people got it right. If you go to the store and you take your child in there and the other children in there are getting toys, mama and they ain't buying them toys, and your father, your Muslim mama and daddy not buying you no toys, you're going to feel inferior. You're going to feel rejected. You're going to feel that your mom and dad are crazy. You want some toys, too. So that's another thing that this image has designed. And calling these people white, calling them pure, is another weapon that is used on us. Because we call ourselves black. Now, our hair is black. But is our hair blacker than our skin? Some of us got black shoes. And nowhere in the world our skin is blacker than the shoe. So there's some trickery going. There's some lies going on. And we have to get rid of the lies. And one way you get rid of the lies, if you change the language. Because if I'm saying that we're a human being, then that helps every one of us. No matter what we call ourselves, on what continent, or what we look like. We said that God made human beings. And if we all human beings, and so when a human being kill another human being, we know that human being has not reached the full quality of what a human being is. A human being is a lover of human beings. He don't want to kill no human being. He don't want to destroy another human being. But if that human being thinks he's black and white, and black folks, white folks feel black or black, you got some problem. So God said he made a human being. Prophet Muhammad said one day, not Prophet Muhammad, Imam Wadi Muhammad said, Muslim is the best name. Why? Because in that word is definition for all of us, we all can submit our will to do the will of God. Are we all supposed to be human? And it's not a human character that want to destroy another human being. But that happens when you hold an image up, when you break God's law after he tells you not to do it. Huh? See, then once you break that kind of law, once you break the first law don't make no image of God, then all the others become easy to break. Huh? Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. They get easy to do. Because once you disrespect God, huh? And there ain't nothing but disrespect except God got a son. That disrespect. Out of all the people God created, he got one son? What is you saying? You're saying God is a racist. God favored one people better, more than he favored others. Hmm? That's what you're saying. That God came in my image. Huh? He coming back. He's coming back to, and the book says he's coming back to slay the wicked. If that's true, Washington, D.C. ain't got a chance. These houses, the capital, houses people who come together and cause habit to be, problems to be on the earth, they ain't got a chance. These lying preachers, he's coming back, he's going to be ready to kill some of them. He died for your sin. You know that's a lie. But that lie is continue to go, and you got people who stand for that lie. They would stand on that lie. If somebody hits you on the right side, give them your left side. This is what the book that's been tampered with. That's why God said he protected the Quran. The Quran don't say that. The Quran lets you know fight with those who fight with you. That make more sense. Then I'm turning my cheek and some man hit me and he don't feel sorry. He just keep hitting me till I'm dead. That don't make no sense. So God, then the Quran said, fight with those who fight with you. Long as they fight you, you fight them back. That's a God-given right that God gave you. Christianity, to take that right and give it to the people who want to abuse you and misuse you. And that's what they do to us. So we come with the natural order of things, the natural way of doing things. And this is what the Quran brings, the Al-Quran brings to the religion coming from the religion. Al-Islam means the religion. Huh? All the other religions, they're a beautiful religion. When they live without the paganism. When you take the paganism out of Christianity, oh, you got a beautiful religion. Best you got people that believe. You got people. And our book says that the Muslim and the Christian are the closest because we have a thin line in what we believe. So our job is when the Christian help us, we got to help them by telling them and giving them this truth. And that's all Allah allows to do. Make this truth plainly. This is what the prophet told. They are not to hammer the affairs of the people, but is to make the message that God gave them plain as possible, clear as possible. And that's what the prophets did. And Prophet Muhammad is the seal of prophets, so there's no more to come behind him and give you any suggestions other than what all the others brought. Jesus was a Muslim. He submitted his will to do the will of God. In our books, and never did they take a man named Christ and nail him to the cross. Look how this sounds. Take a good man named Jesus, found him guilty. He was out there in the field talking to the people, doing da'wah, speaking to the people, trying to get the people to come and worship one God. And they brought him to court and found him guilty and let some other people go, letting the criminal go, and took Jesus and found him guilty. Even in that, they was talking behind closed doors. They said the fucking Pilate and all the rest of them. They said we don't see nothing wrong this man did. Ain't we been in that situation, African American? Ain't many of us in jail now for that same lying people who want to put us in jail, and they make a new jail to put us in. Is that in California, all them big rich people are putting their money in private jail. And then they turn our children on us, the rappers, with all that filthy music, filthy entertainment, rap music that dog should be hearing, something like that. And when the Caucasian people were doing real good and making progress with themselves owning everything, they would allow such music to come out. And now I believe they believe that their time is up, so they don't turn our own children against us. No? Lil Wayne and all the rest of them, you name them, P. Diddy, you name all of them, the word they sing it is destroying our children. They the one have showed themselves with their pants down, and now our children walk around with their pants on. And they told us a long time ago, monkey see, monkey do. And that is what they're trying to say about us. And all they got to do is show you a football player with a tattoo all over his body, with earring coming out his ears and lips and his nose, and show him with two-tone hair, color of hair. Hair got two combs, black and brown, blue and gold. Our children got to see that, and automatically our children want that. Why? Because our children have not been told the truth. We don't spend time. We let the TV raise our children. We let the movies raise our children. We let the neighborhood, the crooks in the neighborhood, raise our children. Huh? They untold us, and we untold ourselves. We don't call it old-fashioned. We want to do something right with our children. They call it old-fashioned, or call it old school and new school. Why they do that? They want to get your child off his course. And your child represents your next hereafter. If they get your child to be a homosexual or be a stick-up man or be a pimp or get your daughter to be a man, she's a woman, get her lift weights and drive big trucks and do all these things and talk and walk like a man, then that woman and that man, that young boy, their tree, their next generation, their family tree have been cut off, been put to sleep, and they can't produce. Two women cannot produce a baby. Two men cannot produce a baby. This is what happens when you leave God or you allow them to give you God, Allah, the wrong way. And that's what they undid to the world. That's what all these major preachers have given them a God that they can get that God in them spiritually by turning their organ on. Once they turn that organ on and get them people singing, our people give up every good thing they got. They said, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. They don't want no economic. They don't want to own no factories, own no planes or no ships in the sea. That's give me Jesus. That have been our that had been the road that we went down as a people. That's why we own nothing. And then soon as we get together and want to own something, they take and send they spies among us to pollute our effort to do something. Send people among us and tell us, oh, you can't do that. Oh, man, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's too much for you. Huh? But yet we build the pyramid. We built this country. We made this country rich off our backs by picking cotton. Huh? Worked our people, worked our mothers and fathers, separated our mothers and fathers, did whatever they want to our mothers and fathers, screwed our mothers and fathers. They did this. This is not hate teaching. They should be ashamed of themselves, what they did. And they think they're going to get to paradise. There ain't no paradise for them. God said, whatever you do in this world, you're going to see it again, and he's going to determine where you go in the next world when you see it on the other side. So we're trying to get everybody to do right. We love everybody. We the only one that love, because we are trying to get everybody to put down the wrongdoing. And that's why we say remove all these racial images. And once we remove these images, you will see people coming back really and truly being brothers and sisters toward each other, really treating each other, really loving their neighborhood, really loving their children, really being a good man, a good woman. Huh? They don't even want the woman to breastfeed her baby no more. All the animals still breastfeed their child, but the human being, the best meal God gives to the human being is in the woman that has that baby, and that woman, they don't want the woman doing that no more. But they want the woman to take her breast and lure a man in the bed. And you going to tell me these people ain't become devils? These people don't need some help? They don't need to be disposed. They got to be disposed. To kill something, you got to dispose it. And root it, go to the root of it, and uproot it. And go into racism, when we go and uproot this from the churches and out of the minds, out of the hearts of the people, then we'll start seeing real human beings instead of the living dead, what we see now. The living dead, they live. But the majority of these people are dead. They're dead morally, economically, respectfully. I can go on down the list. They are dead. And they have no respect for themselves or anything that lives. They don't have respect for anything that lives. So we have a job to do. And this Sprock Talk radio station is to get us on the job and get us ready and prepared so we can go out and help defeat the scheme of Satan. So I like to end my talk right there. May Allah forgive me for going too long. I like to bring another guest on to help to carry on this honest and a great conversation that we're having. We're making the world. We're making ourselves. That's all we're saying. How are we going to eat to live when the food is not fit to eat to live? It's eating to cause sickness. And we got to grow our own food. We said we men that we looking for. Me and the army said they're looking for a few good men. We're looking for all the good men who want to do right. This is what Allah said. Allah said, come ye all together and be one. That's what Allah says in Scripture. Not be three, four, not to be divided among me. When we divided among each other, then Satan is running our life. Satan is calling the shots in our life. But when we come together, we're going to defeat all of the scheme of Satan. So I want to bring another one of our co-workers up and let him join and say what he had to say. All he got to do is push one in the queue and push one on your phone and come into the queue, and we will turn your mic on, inshallah. We thank you for coming on. We hear that you know that all of us got something to contribute to this great change in this world, because it got to be changed. The signs is all around us that the weather is speaking to the earth that we're living in. So we want to work. We want to keep working to Allah. Allah going to do what Allah say he going to do. He not going to let the evil and wicked people continue to rule over the righteous and turn the righteous into misfit. He ain't going to do that. Allah is showing you. He wiping the world. I mean, he's tearing this world. He's tearing America up. I bet the people are way off and say, whoa, unto America, what she had done? Well, you pull her skirt up and you see all the dirt, all the evil that these people done, and then want to say, we the evil people. We the one got to curse on them. God ain't never cursed nobody, no human being. The human being cursed himself when he disrespect God. God said everything he created was good, and that's all God appreciated, want us to be good. That's why he created. He didn't create us to put us in no fire. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujab Muhammad up. Please listen. Have Brother Sujab, will you come up and take the mic? Brother Sujab Muhammad, we thank you. Assalamu alaikum. You got it, Brother Sujab.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Brother Akbar, you can let the guests come on first, then I can come behind.
Well, I said the guests, if anybody want to say anything, raise their hand, the master one, and come into the queue. They got a hand.
Okay.
And I didn't see nobody in the queue. But if they raise their hand, I will stop you and let them come on in. We want our guests to set and add to this great talk that we have, because nobody, none of us knows everything. Some of us all got a little bit, and we take all our little bits to come together and make a whole or make it happen, inshallah.
You want me to say something?
Oh, too, I got it. Oh, my wife said, you want to say something too, John?
I thought you had a guest.
Nobody raised their hand. I told them when they raised their hand, when they match one and come into the queue, I'm gonna click them on.
If the guest, they
don't
have to. Okay. If they want to listen, if they want to say anything, all they got to do is match one. We would be honored to have you to come on and to share, because you see something I don't see. And I see something you don't see. That's all it is. You go on hard, we all in the same general location, but there's something you see that I don't see, and there's something I see that you don't see. Allah made it like that. He made nobody got all the knowledge and wisdom. He shared with his creation, and he make his creation supposed to serve Allah. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah. You guys, Brother Sujah.
Right.
Nobody raised their hand. Anybody got anything said? Match one, and we'll see it. I'm looking at it, and I'll bring you and I'll tell that Tuja know that somebody have come on. Okay, we got one, Tuja. I'm gonna hold up this name. Bring him in. Okay, Erico. I got a guess. 3221024.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
I've
God, that one God, Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the last servant and apostle. Assalamu alaikum again. I wanted to say, first of all, before I forget, how much are the calendars?
Suja?
$10 and $3 for shipping. All right. Yeah, I was mentioning, I think I mentioned it yesterday, that I was reading on the internet there in the Middle East, in one of the countries there in the Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Kuwait, Dubai, one of those Emirate countries, that they had built a Catholic church, and this Catholic church was for the workers. You know, they have a lot of foreign workers, and so they invited, bishops and everybody over there to, for the ceremony, the opening ceremony. And I was just thinking to myself, now, we already got that problem straight, as Muslims over there. We clean that up, So in my opinion, don't go back. I know you want to, give some type of respect to the workers. I know they want to do that, but we don't want to go back and dirty up what we already cleaned up, especially with that faith where they got images and saints they prayed to and all that. Because during the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the Muslims respected the, those churches that already existed. They respected them. They were supposed to allow the people to worship in them. But in the Muslims' land, they were not to build any new churches. So we already got that cleaned up and straightened out, Don't go putting mud in the water that we already cleaned up, I just wanted to mention that, So, they did that over there in one of them countries,
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. A question to you, brother. The brother just finished making the statement, brother, and please forgive me for some reason or another.
Okay, Brother Rashad.
Brother Rashad, right. I assalamu alaikum, first of all. I bear witness to no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is a sealed prophet. Back to the questions again. I would like to know from you, Brother Rashad, what do you think and how do you see this as being beneficial over there in Dubai? Or do you see it being beneficial or non-beneficial? Well, I know what you said, but part of it, I guess I'm looking for, that you haven't mentioned as yet.
Oh, yeah, in my opinion, no. This is not the way to go. This is not beneficial at all. We as believers, we represent the truth. We don't fall into sentiments and feelings and what people may feel they want, and we don't cater to feelings. We cater to the truth and what Allah has put forward. And so once that area, the Middle East, has been cleaned and purified, which Islam has done, we don't go back and cater to the feelings of the disbelievers and, build something for them to worship in a land that has already been cleansed and purified by the Prophet, peace be upon him. And, they have, I have to be cleaned up over there because they got some hotels where they cater to alcohol, and other things like that from the disbelievers instead of catering to what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. So we got to clean up those faults wherever they may be, whether within ourselves or whether, in other places. So to answer your question, though, no, that's not the way to go. I know they wanted to kind of cater to the, beliefs of those people because they import a lot of foreign workers, and these foreign workers have other beliefs. What they should be doing, in my opinion, is concentrating on educating the workers, and converting them to Al-Islam, telling them, they could pray wherever in their own mind or wherever they find a little place, but in terms of having an established church where they got, Catholics, man, they got all kind of images and saints they pray to. We don't want to muddy and dirty the water that has already been purified and cleansed by the religion of Al-Islam.
That's right.
I would definitely be against that. If I was the ruler of that country, I would not permit that. I would not permit that, not at all.
I agree. And spiritually, coming from a spiritual point of view, we believe in one God. And they believe in three, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And what about the children? They're just left out. I'm sure amongst all of that that they have over there, they have children. So is that the way these children are going to come, those children are going to come up against our children? Again, is trying to keep things confusing and, to them, and they're not being taught the truth. It's just like you said, it's going backwards. It's like the cart before the horse again.
And that was a great effort, a great jihad that Prophet Muhammad and then all of the succeeding Muslims, the caliphs, and they fought battles and wars. In order to cleanse that area, and get it straight. And some of the wars were even Muslims who had, different understandings and didn't want to completely submit. They wanted to rebel. Some didn't want to pay the zakat, and others had calls themselves like Muslima, a false prophet, So a lot of lies were sacrifice, and once that area was clean and purified, you don't want to go ahead on and go back and put that dirty stuff back over there, especially the Catholic faith with all them images and saints they pray to. So no, you know, we don't want to go backwards, you know. And all those hotels, you know, and all the catering to all those entertainers that come over there and have alcohol, you know, for those people that drink alcohol. No,
that's right.
No. We should purify and cleanse up, and within ourselves too. Okay, we start with ourselves. I'm talking about myself as well. You know, we gotta, you know, clean up whatever faults we have individually, but also as a nation. If I was a leader, no. My focus would be how to do dawah to these workers, how to let them know the truth, and to save their souls.
That's right. Brother Suja, I'd like to hear your intake on that, too.
I didn't hear everything, but I think the point that I'm understanding is that the Muslim is allowing to set up things that the Christian know is corrupt, and the Muslim know is corrupt. They're allowing them to build churches and hotels and things like that. It might let some casinos come in there. You know, this is basically what's going on in Dubai. You know, it's supposed to be owned by the Muslim, but they got corruption in there, just as deep as Las Vegas or all these other corrupt places. You know,
yeah, he's talking about Dubai.
That's
what he's talking about, Dubai.
Oh,
yeah,
you talking about
yeah,
Dubai?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I'm saying. I didn't get everything. I didn't get everything. And I just don't see how they allow that, being Muslim owner and controller of that country, allow that.
No,
you know, that right there is corrupt.
Yeah, that's corrupt. Because, you know, during the time of the prophet, peace be upon him, you know, they at one time the Muslims did drink alcohol. But then when Allah gave the revelation, you know, for them not to, you know, then enforced. And really the Caliph Omar, you know, laid down the law. He laid down the law of punishment for those who did participate in it, you know, and they were supposed, he said, anyone that did it would be lashed 80 times, you know. And
yes,
so
sir.
He enforced it, you know. They quit the drinking of that alcohol, you know. But, no, to go back and, you know, and I mentioned it yesterday, when Janet Jackson commented on there after she visited, you know, that hotel, she said, and they had everything over there.
That's what she said.
She said, they had everything over there.
you know what she was talking about.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to say is that that, you know, Allah is the custodian of the universe. He's custodian of all of this. But what it is that we have to take care of our own home. We're so busy. We can't, you know, I already knew that was going to happen. When they allow homosexuals, legalize homosexuals, then I knew that was going to happen, because That is God's law. That law goes for the law that God put down goes for everybody. And I haven't seen no one stood up. I ain't seen no Muslim stood up against a homosexual here, and I haven't heard no one cry out loud here up in United States.
So we worrying about what they putting up churches, but here it is, we live in a, that's right, Shuja. But we worrying about you, that affects our children, because I'm just saying that affect our children. We are so busy worrying about somebody else, and here we got homosexuality here in America, and they got a law here in America, amendment. No, let me talk. Let me talk right now. They got a law here in America, an amendment, that said that there will be no same-sex marriage in the United States. But that law was broken. But when we allowed it to be broken. And so I'm just saying, so that's why I say we ain't got nothing to say. Because look where we living at. We living in hell too, alhamdulillah. That's all I'm going to say. When we stand up, that's when they're going to start. Because we need to start standing up there because our children. That's what that is, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And one more thing, and I'm going to get off. I know this is Brother's night, but one more thing. You're absolutely right, Sister Karan. But, you know, these things, we don't worry about those things over there because nothing we can do about those things over there. We're just speaking on it to refresh our memory for those who are here. So we're going through the same stimuli and the same things. And those kind of things, going back and forth, traveling to those places like Dubai, they filter down. You know, they filter down to us because the people there, they come over here, you know, and they visit here. The people here, they visit over there. So it trickles on down. It trickles down. We're not worried about them. No, we know we definitely have to speak about the situation we're in right here ourselves, but we're just speaking on it to refresh our memories and keep us mindful, you know, of what we do have to do and find some kind of strategy to be able to work that out the way it's supposed to be, to eliminate them.
Alhamdulillah. You know, and it's one thing that we got to recognize is that when we point out a wrong, you know, then that wrong that you point out is a wrong.
Yeah,
it's a wrong, you know, and if you got a wrong around your house, a wrong in your masjid, you know, well then that's your responsibility. That's your responsibility, but it don't eliminate other wrongs that we see, you know. And we got to address that. And everybody ain't going to be addressing the same thing. You know, everybody ain't going to be addressing the same thing. But there's so much wrong going on. Are we going to be addressing different things?
Yeah.
You know, right, homosexuality. Is a terrible thing, and our imams, they're not standing up. But that still don't justify our brothers, supposed to be brothers, got the money and everything, got everything that we need, allow churches and all this corruption in their country. You know, we got to say something. You know, so I think that we just have to just take our time and look at what's going on and be strong enough to stand up and address it.
I just want to say one more thing. Well, he's right, alhamdulillah. But what I want to say is that in the show that our people know, even the non-Muslims know, Shuja and I was out there. He was doing dawah. And he was talking to one of the brothers, and somebody said something about Muslim, you know, and then the brother said, they ain't Muslim, because Muslims don't drink alcohol. I said, Allahu Akbar. I said, they even know, so they know the truth, alhamdulillah. I just want to say that. As-salamu alaykum. You're right, my brother, alhamdulillah.
Ma'am, right. You're right. That, well, every chance I get, we get out in the street, we dress it. We speaking to whoever listening. And we dress, and we haven't called the police. We had a homosexual call the police on us so many times in front of Abdullah's store. that when the police came, well, the thing we get, the police say he told us that he hated to come. That they were somewhere listening. Say, I like what y'all doing, and we was able to give that police the Quran and Muslim Jones and paper the things. So the people know that we're right, but you gonna have opposition. And you just got this opposition gonna get past the play on people's sympathy. They know they're wrong, but it's our job. Right. It's our job. We're doing the best we can. Like to some of these emails that I was looking at the internet the other day. The internet said Islam, the homosexuality came. Got in Islam. So we know that ain't true. We know they can put anybody wherever they want up there and say they homosexual. Our book, what we read, it condemn that. Their book condemn that. So the only thing we can do is point to the book what the book says. And people got a lot of, and no force and nothing. People, they got a right to go to hell they want to. And well, I tell them, you got a right to go to hell. If you choose, though. Nobody can stop you from going to hell. God gave you that right. But if you don't want to go to hell, then do what the Creator have instructed you to do. And if you don't know, you better get you something and read it and study it for yourself. And if you truly love what God wants you to do, you'll study. So the only thing we can do is make the message clear. And try to help the people by telling them to. But if they reject you, ain't nothing you can do about it. You got to sue, y'all.
Alhamdulillah. So praise be to Allah. But that is going to show the believers the shot. You know, we see what's going on.
Yeah.
They're not fooling nobody. They're not tricking nobody. You know. I'm going to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and I bear witness that there's no creator but Allah, you know. And I bear witness that Christ Jesus, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the prophet of Allah. He's the messenger of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. I just like to read a little bit from the Quran, just a little bit, and try to elaborate on it a little bit. This starting at Surah 5, Ayat 68. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Say, O peoples of the book, ye have no ground to stand upon unless ye stand fast by the law. The gospel and all the revelation that has come to you from your Lord. It is the revelation that cometh to thee from thy Lord that increases in most of them obstinate rebellion and blasphemy. But sorry thou not over these people without faith. Those who believe in the Quran, those who follow the Jewish scripture, and the Savior, and the Christian, any who believe in Allah in the last day, and what righteousness, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve.
Amen.
We took the covenant of the children of Israel, and this is something we should pay close attention to, because we got them so-called Israelis, people
Israelites.
Out there.
Israelites.
People out there is claiming everything, and then they trying to walk over people. You know, they trying to walk over people. This is what Allah is saying about them. Allah said, "We took the covenant of the children of Israel and sent them messengers, so they don't have more than one messenger." You know, every time there came to them a messenger with what they themselves desired not. Some of these they call imposters. And that's what they do. That's one of the things that they do. They try to tell the people who are legitimate and who is not illegitimate, and try to point out people that that they are imposters. And some they go so far as to slay. They thought there would be no trial or punishment. So they became blind and deaf. We're talking about the Israelite now. Yet Allah in mercy turned it to them. Yet again, many of them became blind and deaf. But Allah sees well all that they do. Now they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And this is what Allah says. They do blasphemy who say Allah is Christ, the Son of God, of Mary. But said, now they're saying that Allah is Jesus, the Son of Mary. I remember somebody saying, they brought a good point. They said, well, if Mary is the mother of Jesus, and Jesus is God, then Mary is older than Mary is older than God, which is a good point, you know. But continue reading the Quran. They do blasphemy who say Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. But said Christ, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Whoever joins other gods with Allah, Allah will forbid him the garden, and the fire will be his abode. There will, for the wrongdoers, be no one to help. They do blasphemy who say Allah is one of three in the Trinity. For there's no God except one God. If they desist not from their word of blasphemy, verily a grievous penalty would befall on the blasphemers among them. Why turn they not to Allah and seek his forgiveness? For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Christ the Son of Mary was no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. His mother was a woman of truth. They only trying to say that that's the she's the mother of God. The Quran said his mother was a woman of truth. They had both to eat, but they didn't food. See how Allah do is make his sign clear to them. Yet see in what way they are deluded away from the truth. Say, will you worship besides Allah something with as no power either to harm or benefit you? But Allah, he it is that hears and knows all things. Say, O people of the book, see not in your religion the bounds of what is proper, trespassing beyond the truth. Not follow the vain desires of people who went wrong in time gone by, who misled many and strayed themselves from the even way. Sallallahu Qadim, should Allah speak the truth. So we got this here, gang out here, these so-called Israelites, and talking about their superiority, and when they talk about their superiority, then they putting down other people. That's what we got to understand. They putting down other people when they talk about how superior they are, you know. Allah said the one that's most superior among us is one that's most careful to do the desire. I am trying to help the needy and trying to help the poor, the wayfarer. They got on military type. They got uniforms on. All of them come out there in unit. In unit. And stand up there like they soldiers. You know. These people is just another something that's in the way. They're just another something that's in the way. And you got some of these Muslims is buying their idea. You got some Muslim really buy idea. This lie that they bring it. We so hungry to be black, we accept anything. We're so hungry to believe that we are God. We accept anything. So, brothers and sisters, I'm just be careful with these people. You know, because these people rest for another lot. And they are people that the Quran has said that no, that they weren't talking like that. They keep changing things up. So, brothers and sisters, thank you. Bless us with something that's been said
nothing deserved of worship except Allah alone, who created everything that exists. If it didn't exist, then we wouldn't have the Lord that we have. I would have been willing to testify to that, and I would have been willing to testify to Prophet Muhammad, to whom the final revelation came through, which is Quran, is the seal of all prophets. We don't need no more prophets. We need to keep this message strong that we have. And the best way to keep this message strong is to come from Quran, come from Scripture. See, people want to argue with you. If you notice, the majority of ones that want to argue with us don't even know the Scripture.
Yes.
And whatever we quote, when they quote something, say, well, now give me an understanding of what you just quoted. And they can't do it.
Yeah.
So, these, like Suja was saying, these people like this, so-called Israelites, whatever they are, they doing the same thing the Christians doing. You have imagery in what you call your religion. So that's going to get Scripture right there. So really, we don't have anything to talk about until you straighten that out.
Yeah.
And Allah say, when you talk with them and they continue to argue with you, say, bid them peace. Now this is how Allah says. Allah say, bid them peace and walk away. Allah say, if they continue to argue with you, be in that peace and walk away. Allah said, now they're arguing with me. Now you'll be a fool to argue with Allah. So those things that we're bringing, brothers, is causing Zizel. It was Zizel had. It called the shaking.
That's right.
Shaking. We are shaking up souls now. So naturally you're going to get opposition, which is good, because it let me know that what we saying, you responding to it. I'm causing. You know, Muhammad said, we got to stop being reactive and be the causes. We are causing reaction from the people now by Scripture. We're not stepping outside of what Allah has said, even in our debate with them. Now, let's go, like y'all talking about Dubai. Do you know when I was over in Riyadh, you know, when the soldier land over there back in the 90s, do you know they had alcohol and all that in Riyadh?
Mm.
And some said, they revealed to us, that they even had swine up there. Now, this is a Muslim country.
So
and it seems as though they always wanted to yield to this Caucasian come from over here or Britain, where they come from. You want to yield to their way to let them into your country when they should be abiding by your rules.
Absolutely.
And that's not happening. But that's good. Why? Because we are a community under the leadership of Emir Wadi Muhammad. Don't allow none of that crap in our community.
Absolutely.
Other communities may do it. Now, the brother Frank was saying about the drinking during the time of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Prophet Muhammad came back and Allah blessed the Muslims to conquer Mecca, and the order was for the wine that they did have, they poured out, and they poured it out so much that it was so much wine in the streets, it almost up to a horse's bridle. That's how much wine that was poured out. But now remember, before this, they weren't Muslim. This was just an order that Allah sent down to Muhammad, the prophet, and the Sahaba to establish a law in Mecca. Them people weren't Muslim then. Muslims don't do that. When Prophet Muhammad came back, Prophet Muhammad is one of the champions in the history of man that lived to see his mission complete. When Allah said, on this day, I perfect you the Quran in its completion. He lived to see that. So all these rules was established from Quran. That wasn't going on with the Muslims. That was going on with the pagans in Mecca. And we try to keep this, we try to keep things straight, keep it clean, because we don't want to give nobody the impression that you can do the homosexuality. Yeah, they can slide into our community. We know that. But where is the leadership now? Where's the leadership that echoed this out? See, you can make a person real uncomfortable, uneasy, if you teach them the truth.
That's right.
Yeah, they going to come. I told anybody, when Allah bless over our community and one comes through the door, come and get me first. Because I got one question to ask them. Did you come here to change your life? Don't come and say, well, I just want to see what y'all are doing, because everybody knows what we're doing. I'm asking you, did you come here because you want to change your life? If no, then they're the dope. See, we don't be playing no games. Now, if you're coming for change, then we're going to allow you to come in. If you accept, then you're also going to be watched. And the first time you go to wink at any man, young boy, we're going to knock your eye out. Because it's not a game. We're not playing that crap. So there's a lot of things is creeping into Islam, because they want to make Islam weak because they're weak. Don't you see we got the upper hand? And Prophet Muhammad said the upper hand is better than the law. What upper hand do y'all have? The truth that's established by Prophet Muhammad that came from the Lord of all the worlds. We standing on truth. We don't care what you come with, what your question is on, we have the truth. Everybody said they got the truth, but if you listen to them when they talk and present something to you, it's got some in there that take that truth away. Imagery. Why you think that they're so eager now to want to not so much challenge us, but kind of stroke us? You know, I tell don't pat me on the back. You're just trying to find a weak spot to stick a knife in. See, back up off of me. I don't play that crap. But that's what they're trying to do with Islam now. I ain't talking about Islam. You show me Islam, I'll show you slavery. You show me Islam, I'll show you freedom. And there is a difference. And Dubai is one of the major countries, along with a lot of them over there, is doing it, letting them in with their alcohol and their sporting their women and stuff like that. You look on YouTube, the kind of clothes that the women's Muslim women are designing for women is so tight. And we got our sisters coming in the masjid with this. Tell them to take that rope around their waist and loose and let that dress they got on flow. We're not trying to look at your hips jump up and down. See, all this stuff got to be addressed. I see them coming to the masjid, the Atlanta masjid on Friday, Juma, tattooed all them down their arm, around their neck, and nobody tell them you can't come here with imagery on. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this stuff defeats them, but they don't have no strength. And why? Because they're looking at dollars. Everyone come to masjid, they count, oh, that's a dollar. Oh, that's another dollar. Oh, that's five right there. They're not looking at applying the truth that Allah said apply. Because whatever you need, you do the same thing Prophet Muhammad did. Is do what? Is make dua. They say the best weapon of Prophet Muhammad was dua. Whatever you need, hold your hand up, make dua to Allah, and that's Allah for it. Don't worry about how many people coming in. And we're going to get a dollar from each one. I see all this stuff creeping in right over there. And I challenge them down here right now to prove me wrong. because I'm sitting there watching every Friday when I go over there. Our sons come in there with blonde and green and purple hair, braid all up, look like an octopus on top of their heads. We didn't allow our sons to come into the mansion of the temple like that. They was dressing neat, neat appearance, clean cut. And then the week, this is Shaitan. Now, this is how you find out what Shaitan is. I let my son do that. I let him braid his hair because, you know, I don't want to run him away. You're running him away. You're running him away by allowing him to do what he want to do and not what Allah say do.
Mm-hmm.
And then explain it to him. No, you can't wear that. And then if you say, well, I want this, what I want to do. Okay, that's what you want to do? Yeah, okay, that'll do.
Yeah.
See, you got to stop playing. You got to put something there to make them think and realize what they're doing.
Yeah,
yeah, they're caught up in the world now. And they come to the masjid, what they come for? They got the sports jackets on, hair all plaited up and stuff, tattoos everywhere, and no one is speaking across that roster about those tattoos. How you gonna come in the temple, in the mansion, the house of Allah, be to Allah, and when we get ready to make prayer, we should tell the sisters that came during the temple time. We have sisters to take her and cover her up.
That's right.
Why we don't do it now? Why we don't tell them, listen, brothers and sisters, with these tattoos all on your arm, around your neck, you have to cover that up. There's no imagery allowed in the masjid.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
When it's time for us to pray, and Sujaga baby went on there, he heard Imam Muhammad say that, and I'm going to say it. He told us in Chicago, when you come to the masjid, for Juma, we have Talim, do not wear any kind of clothes with any kind of image on it. No writing on it, not even a long Akbar.
Yes,
he said, but that takes your attention away from the speaker. He told us
yes,
that.
Sir.
So why are we allowing that to happen now? And you tell me having Talim on Sunday is not warranted? This is how we were able to make the movements that we made during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all the way to Imam Muhammad came in office. We had this laid out. The program was laid out. Talim is very, very important to us. And that's why he said his father picked the best day, which was Sunday, and he followed it. You didn't see Muhammad break away and say, oh, I had Talim on Tuesday. I'm like, he always kept it on Sunday. Our Ramadan sessions, you know, the convention was always on the weekend, and the main thrust was on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
On Sunday. That's
yes,
why people are free on Sunday. They say, well, I'm home all day Sunday. I'm going to take a couple hours and go out and come back. I'm going to go to the temple tomorrow and see what the brothers are talking about. But we're not doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Can't you see how Shaitan influenced us to let go our program to benefit him? And like I tell you, when you want to find out, is he in your home? Oh, I let her go ahead and braid his hair. Oh, I told her she can cut her hair off down low and put her earring in there. But what the scripture say about that? My son thought you were going to pray. I said, wait a minute. I say, what does the scripture say? It says, do not mutilate the body. Allah has given you enough holes in your body. You don't need no more holes. But that's Shaitan, again. And it's coming through the parents. You're going to live at my house and do what you want to do, put your little law over mine in my house? No.
Yeah.
So that's how we lose our children, because we're not appealing to them rationally. When you appeal to them, you say this. Well, this is what I want to do. Well, let me tell you what Allah said about that. See, what did Allah say? Keep me and my messenger out front.
Yes,
you're not mentioning Allah, just you're just talking, having a conversation with them. Like I told my son, I ain't your friend. I'm your parent. I'm your father.
Sir.
And the only way you
sir.
Can be my friend is you do exactly what Allah say do. That's when friendship come in. Outside of that, no, you're not my friend. You just like another nigga in the street to me. When you going to try to buck up against me and go against my rule, my law, and my house, is established on Quran and the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet.
Yes, sir. Bro.
So you want to bug that? That's dope. I don't care what. I go to your grandma's house, but go where you want to go. But you're getting out of here.
Yep.
See, we're allowing that influence and the change that they're going through, we allow that to affect our home. And what I'm going to tell you something else they do. When they come on, what's the first thing they do? Well, they put their book bags down. The first thing they do is grab their phone or tablet, go in their bedroom, shut the door, and go talking on the phone or their tablet to their friends or who are they talking to.
So do.
When we came home, we had chores, and we had homework. Now, after that, mama or daddy may decide, okay, you can go out now, but be back an hour and a half, 2 hours, because dinner will be ready. That was structure. Well, we don't have the same structure now. And you tell me what y'all did back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, that was that time. That's Satan talking. If the rule was good back then, we talking about laws now that were established in our families. How come that same law ain't applied today? It's the same law. It was good then, it's good now. Whatever law established, it's good still.
All right.
But we let Shaitan come in. Through the media is the mama and daddy. Okay, you know, I'm going to let you, I know I told you, now I caught you talking on the phone when I told you put the phone down last night. Okay, now the next time I'm going to take your phone. That's what you said 20 days ago. No, you're allowing them. You're allowing them to do what they want to do and not do what the law say do. I'm going to show you another thing they do. And I heard, you know, you be hearing teenagers talk. Oh, man, I ain't even get up for fudge this morning. My mom and dad, I heard that, they got up and made prayer, and then they went on out to work. And you mean to tell me they didn't wake you up? They didn't make you get out of bed?
Yes,
my two sons, Muhammad and Ibrahim, Bashir and Muhammad, they had a choice. One called their dad, and one would lead the prayer. Each one of them called their dad when they time, the other lead the prayer. Next prayer, you call their dad, you lead the prayer. That's how I had them doing it. My son just comes at dead at fudge time. I said, I know. I said, I'm up. Okay, well, I'm going to call that damn man. I go ahead. You know what you're supposed to do. But we're not doing that no more. We're saying that Islam is too hard on our children now. And that's wrong attitude. That's the wrong attitude. What you're saying, Islam is too hard on our children, but those 45 bullets out there are too hard. The 45 police putting their foot on their neck out there when you don't know what they're going on out there at nighttime. You think, oh, that ain't hard? But yet you tell me Islam is too hard for them. That's why you don't push them to pray.
Think about it.
In your house? So you allow them to walk in your door with Shaitan on their shoulder? What you mean? Shaitan can't come in your house unless you invite him. Okay, who bringing them in then? The same one that you allow to navigate their own life when they ain't even got a life yet. Don't even know what life about. You still feed them, you put a roof over their head, you clothe them, you give them money to catch the bus to order, and yet they gonna rule you? Where the Al-Islam at? Yeah, they slipping and drinking, all that. Well, I didn't hear you come in. I went to bed by 10:30. I came in at 12. But you supposed to have been here before the door was shut. So all that kind of stuff. So when are we going to really apply the principles of truth of Islam? Like I said, if you show me Islam, I'll show you slavery. Because we came through it. If you show me Islam, I'll show you freedom. And it's a difference. It is truly a difference. So our children have slid off to the side because we allowed them to slide off to the side. Now, once you apply what Allah tells you from Quran and example from Muhammad to your children, and then they go out there and make them a say, did it on them. Like I told my son, you go out there and you get into anything that's prohibited by Allah, don't call my number. Don't tell me to come out of no jail to get you out because I'm not coming. Because I already gave you everything that Allah had told me to the best of my ability to give you. My son and them don't sit and read the Quran with me during Ramadan. So you already know. You don't read what Allah said to do and what not to do. So if you get in trouble, don't call me. And my son, they tell my other son, now, I'm going to tell you what daddy is. I'm going to tell you now, dad ain't no joke. Now, you go down and get locked up, dad ain't coming. And since you're calling him, because he don't told us. And that's what you have to put to them. It's not that you won't help them, but you got to put something else strong. They ain't babies no more. You got to stop giving them milk and honey and give them some meat.
All right.
And the meat is El Quran. So I came here in peace, dear brothers and sisters. I will leave in peace and we'll sit right here and enjoy my big brother talking, Osborne and Sister Diana, mother brothers. But Allah has blessed us with this mission, as I said before. No one had the mission that we got. Ain't no one stood up in the world. I don't see nothing on YouTube, nowhere else, on TV news, nothing where they say, oh, you know, in America, oh, they fighting against imagery and crosses. Or I don't hear that yet, but we're going to hear it before it's over.
Oh, no.
Now,
that's right.
Now, that storm that just hit, that storm just hit is another one heading that way tonight. It's the same area. Yeah, heading that way tonight. They're on alert right now. So we got Allah on our side.
Yes, sir.
And as long as we got Allah on our side, Allah is our friend. And Allah in the Quran say he our friend. Those who uphold what he had told his messenger, Muhammad, to give us, we upholding that. We're not backing down. We're not backing up. And yes, all praise be to Allah. We got an answer for every question you come to us with. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you so much. Stick around. I see we got a sister in the queue. I think she wanted to say Brother Mubarak won. So all you got to do is match one, and I'll cut your mic on. See you back in the queue. Brother Mubarak, or Sister Laya, Haji Lala. Okay. We got somebody else got there. Mike on, we'll bring them in. Digit is 8771. Yeah, brother, I mean. As-salamu alaykum.
All right. Walaykum as-salam. Yeah, alhamdulillah, Brother Akbar. That's how you deal with it, you know. And instead of bringing the whole number, you know, you said 877. Alhamdulillah, that's good. That's good.
Yes,
I wanted to say to Brother Rashad, me and Brother Rashad had this conversation a few years ago about whether it's a good thing for them to have churches in the Muslim land. Well,
yeah.
You know, apply that same logic to us over here who have al-Islam in a Christian country. This is a major Christian country. This is a Christian country. I mean, you know, and it's people who don't want us here. Don't want us here because they say, well, it's a Christian country. But under the Constitution, you know, we have a right to be here.
Yeah.
So if you apply that same logic to the Muslim lands, don't they have a right to have a church in the Muslim land? You know, if people over there, if they're Christian and, you know, and they want to go to church, because Allah says there's no compulsion in religion.
Right.
You know, in other words, you're compelling them. If you don't allow them to have a place of worship, in a sense, you are compelling them to do something else. You ain't letting them practice their religion free and clear. You know, free. You know. Also, Allah says in the Holy Quran, you know, He says that if we see Christian churches and monasteries being torn down or somehow being misused, we should come to their aid. We should come to their aid as Muslims. We should aid them. So if we have a force, if we have people who say, "Well, I don't want no church over here in the Muslim land," well, we have to come to their rescue. We have to come. I mean, you know, this is kind of reversed. But we have to come to their rescue and support them in having their church or their monastery in the Muslim land. We should support them and give them a right. And Allah says, you know, like the prophet, I don't think he ever really discriminated or you know, talked down or, you know, attacked a Christian church. You know what I mean? It was alhamdulillah, I'm not quite putting it right, but we should rethink that a little bit about churches in Muslim lands. They have a right.
Yeah.
Allah, you know, he'll send out a revelation against homosexuality. He'll send out a revelation against certain things, but I don't think Allah sent down a revelation barring or forbidding a church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't send a revelation. Now he criticized those people who say God had a son. You know what I mean? And he taught us, you know, how that's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. But he ain't never, Allah, he talks about the, you know, Christians and the Sabians and the, you know what I mean? In fact, Suja just read that a little while ago about Allah sending favor on the Christians and the Sabians and everything. So Al-Islam is a big, a great religion. You know, it don't have to, Al-Islam don't have to hold back anybody's right. You know, we're free to choose which way we want to go. And those people in the Middle East, they're free. Now alcohol in the Muslim lands, Allah sent down a revelation on that. You know what I mean? Alcohol and gambling, you know what I mean, is the works of Satan. The works of Satan. You know.
And the wine.
So, but Allah, I don't think Allah ever sent a revelation down barring or forbidding a church. He said to protect them.
And also,
there's
no
caution
in it. Alright. Alhamdulillah. Ameen. Ameen. Assalamualaikum.
So, what
got Salam? Okay. Let me elaborate just a little bit and cover what I mean is saying about the Quran and the law of the Allah sent down the Prophet Muhammad. Okay, let's say you are in a Muslim country. Yes, we should allow them to have their place of worship. Now, we can put restrictions. No cross. See, a certain thing that we can give them. No cross, no alcohol, no swine, because it's a Muslim country. Those laws, they would have to go by in order to establish their religion in our country. I would say it like that. There's certain principles that you're going to put before them that they can't do. Because once you do that, then you're going against the Quran. That's all I want to say. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Well, I just want to elaborate on something and add on to what the ma'am has said, because I was going to say something similar to that, because during that time, the Christian today is not the same Christian that was back there during that time. And that wasn't the same one, you know. So that's one thing we have to remember, also, and it just wasn't the same one. And how did Prophet Muhammad handle it? I don't know how. I mean, how did he handle that situation? Even with the Christians, like you said, they probably had restrictions, but it wasn't the same one. It wasn't the same Christians back there during that time. These are a whole different Christians right here.
From what I understand in my reading on the history is that what the Muslims did under the guidance of the Prophet and the Caliphs, they protected the existing churches. You cannot abuse the existing houses of worship of the Christians and the Jews. But in the Muslim land, there were to be no new churches built, no new churches built from the ground up. But those that were existing, yeah, you protected them. Yeah, you protected them. And then, like, you know, the sister was just mentioning, the Christians back then, they were different than the Christians you have today. And all these churches in Muslim land, you're going to permit them to have statues in there that people bow down to and worship instead of Allah? You know, Abraham, what did Abraham do? Abraham, when back then they had those statues and people were worshiping those idols, Abraham destroyed all of them except the biggest one. And when they came and said, who did this? And Abraham said, we pointed to that one. And he showed them the foolishness of it. They said, ask him. And they thought that was foolishness. So, you know, we got a precedent. We have a precedent, these idols. We don't want them people building no idols there in the church to worship Saint this and Saint that. Abraham destroyed that.
That's
that. Right. So if it's an existing church, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Muslim rulers, the caliphs, they protected the existing churches and the existing synagogues. But there were to be no new in Muslims' land once they purified and cleaned it up. No new churches built in Muslim land, not in Islamic controlled lands.
Long way, man.
Now, that's my understanding of the history.
Long way, man. That's right. And you have to keep in mind, too, the reason Allah said that protect all synagogues, mosques, and churches, he said only because that his name was mentioned in them. That's why we protect it.
Also, I'd like to say one thing. I'm not going to say anything else. Rest of the night. Assalamu alaikum. But number one. No, brother, I mean, is right when he said what he said, okay? And everybody remember what he had said. No compulsory religion. And that if you go in, if you're in a country and you're allowed to have, you know, worship different people have different religions, and you wouldn't believe that how many Muslims and how many people, rather, in Muslim countries that are Christians, you know, and they also practice Christianity. But in addition to that, older Christians were different from the ones today, yes, but they remember Abyssinia, remember who accepted Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he ran out of Medina.
Right.
You know, so I don't know, he wasn't the imam, but that Christian leader there, he accepted.
Yes,
nigga.
Okay.
Nigga.
Yeah, he's the ruler.
The ruler, yeah, okay, yes. He accepted Prophet Muhammad and the ones that were with Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time, and they were Christians. But when Prophet Muhammad and were run out of Medina, they went to that country and they were accepted, and there was a Christian people studying Christianity. Okay, now are you saying right? Okay, Akbar, my husband is
Prophet Muhammad sending his father to
the way, the niggas, before he passed away, he accepted Islam.
Right, that's correct.
Okay, that's that. Okay, but now it's a different time, and it's and it's not like brother. I mean, say it was not written. There was no revelation to the point where they could not build or have Christian churches there practicing Christianity or whatever. Even though there are statues like there were one for every day when Prophet Ibrahim, may Allah's blessings, peace and blessings be upon him, when he knocked down all the other statues and left the biggest one, and they want to know what happened, and then he said, ask the big one. You know, since he can supposed to be the one that can talk or whatever, and that proved to them that the statues could talk, you know. So now with that, and now over here, I think to my reason and thinking, you know, just thinking, maybe it's according to what the rules and regulations or the Constitution is. I don't know if they have a separate. Yeah, they definitely have a separate Constitution over there in Dubai and in that area, you know, because we know, well, I call it sinful city, but you know, we know this about all materialistic things. You know what I'm saying? And people are going over there buying their merchandise and the tallest buildings and all that kind of stuff and all that luxury, you know, and satanic mentalities and all that, you know. And there's some of that is here, too. And then we have to look at the signs as well, because look how many of the Muslims came from over there in the against Palestine, not Palestine, not Pakistan, but where was it they just came from? The plane loads of them came over here, and they're over here now getting away from the Taliban, not Taliban, Afghanistan. Yeah, getting away from the person, that group over there.
The Taliban, uh-huh.
No, the Taliban were ones with the earlier part of... Yes. ISIS, the one that they were over there, and they were taking over all the Muslim, taking over the Muslim country, and stealing the women from different parts too, you know. So and a lot of them came, a lot of those people came here, and they are already here in different parts of the United States. So now most of them, I thought, were Muslims. You know, and the way they had put it was that they were Muslims, and from what I heard, and so they will be practicing Islam here, and most of the people here with different Christian religions, you know, they're Christians. So Christians here now, would they get those people to worship the way they were worshiping there, and they run their country due to their worshiping and due to their belief? You know, so it's a thing like it's going around in circles, but would behoove all of us to do, you know, a little studying on that. And like Ron has said, too, that we don't have time to worry about what's going on in other countries. You know, be patient with me. I'm trying to get my thoughts together because I don't want to get back on here again, because I know when my mind starts thinking and I start talking, I start asking questions, it may not appease some people, you know. But I've learned to listen and listen to learn in my days, and I have studied as well. But I'm still a student, and I would like to know, you know. So I have a right to ask questions, and I have a right to speak. Get tired of me speaking if you like. That's fine. You know, but I'm going to listen to you because I want to learn what you have to teach me and what questions you may have or what something I might have said. Now, I don't mean to be stepping out of my line. Just using my mind and my rights as well. Okay, so now we have to look at a lot of things. You know, we have to look at a lot of things due to the days and time, you know, and then was then, and now is now, and we have to compare the two and see if we can come to some sort of a medium or something in between, so we can be able to take action or be able to respond or to cope or get strategies to learn how to deal with what we have to deal with or how we're going to live with these things. You know, and we can work in our places and do what we can to help our building and pray a lot, too, for the wisdom, knowledge, and understandings of what we're being taught and what we hear, and try to use our best judgment on it, too, because we have that right, and things that just seem like they're going backwards at times, and then it seems like everything is okay. Then next thing you know, it's backwards again. And sure, I may be 77 years old, but I'm still curious. And I'm still going to ask questions because I would like to know this is my life. and I want to know what I'm dealing with, have to deal with, and what and pray Allah to bless me to deal with what I have to deal with and cope with it to the best of my ability. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. I won't come back on the line again tonight. Somebody
will
have to blow, and I want you to know I heard that they blowed as if they were tired of hearing me. Yes, I heard.
Don't say you ain't coming back on. Don't do that. We ain't worried about what
everybody's
thinking.
We have Sister Lala and Mubarak on the line. They matched the one that came into the queue. So,
yeah,
Brother Lala, Sister Lala. Yeah, Brother
Mubarak,
y'all got it.
Okay,
that's
what I'm making.
Brother Mubarak.
I just add to some things that were said. The Imam said when he used to come inside, when the Father was speaking, he seen that sign that said freedom, justice, and equality. That's Al-Islam. So Al-Islam is not being... I'm speaking from my understanding and what I heard the Imam say. Freedom, justice, and equality is what caught his eye every time he walked in there and heard his father speak under the flag. He said, freedom, that's Al-Islam. So if a person want to practice their religion according to the law of the land, like the brother said, because...
Mm-hmm.
Constitution is a law that said that we have the freedom of religion. Now, maybe some of these other countries don't have that type of law enforced or mandated. So for somebody to just move up in there and start celebrating Christianity and different understandings may not be accepted. Like you said, in the old days, that Abyssinian king, him and the prophet talked, and they agreed that they believed in one God before he gave them security away from them people, because the people wanted to take them back to Mecca to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, no, I can't give you these people. I'm going to keep them with me. That's what the Abyssinian king said. So, that's why we were told in order to help protect and defend these churches, they were teaching Christianity and believing in one God. They wasn't teaching Christianity and believing in this Anglo-Saxon, what we got today in America, what y'all call European Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to lead to. This is European Christianity. We don't want that. They shouldn't accept that, and they shouldn't want that. But we know that the worldly influences and money in these third world countries make them compromise.
Yep.
What Allah told them. And the Imam said they've been lost the way. So we don't need to worry about what they're doing over there. We need to be worried about what we can get done over here.
Right.
As Muslims. Yeah. But I just wanted to lead that on and let you give a better understanding and try to help in the subject about... if a person is a good Christian and they believe in one God, they worship in one God, and we can help them in our Muslim country or in our area, then alhamdulillah. Even if they're not a Christian, whatever it is, they're a good human being. The Imam said, be human. Before he passed out this word, the Imam didn't say be Muslim. He said, be human and see everybody else as a human being that you're supposed to help because you're a servant of Allah. You should reflect that. I had some experiences where I got helped by people. They didn't ask me whether I was a Muslim. They just helped me.
Yeah.
So,
let me say this. You know, if you have somebody that's drinking poison, they have the freedom and the right to drink poison. But if you know it's poison, you're going to say, well, wait a minute. Yeah, you got a right, but no. See, shirk, if you have people worshiping idols and shirk, Allah says that he doesn't forgive that. He doesn't forgive that. See, back, like the sister was saying, the Christians back during the time of Prophet Muhammad, you know, they didn't have that Trinitarian problem.
You know,
right.
They were Unitarians. But this Trinitarian thing, where you got, especially with the Catholic Church, and that's, you know, where you got saints so-and-so, they praying to be saints.
Yeah.
They're killing themselves. That's like drinking poison. So, yeah, Islam is freedom, justice, and equality. But I don't want you to kill yourself, even though you had the freedom to do so. Me, as a believer, you know, my job is to try to save your soul. And with these kind of things going on, you know, these idols that we worship into and that church, you know, that's death, that's suicide. You know, they're killing themselves. But back to what the brother said, yes, we do have to focus on here where we are, and there's many problems that we do have here, you know, with homosexuality. We got alcoholism on every corner. They got alcohol just about in these liquor stores. And then some of the Muslims that come over here, you know, when I used to travel with the Tabligh Jamaat. And we used to go and talk to these people who selling liquor and alcohol that comes from the Middle East, calling themselves Muslim. And in Oakland, they burned down a couple of those liquor stores where these Arabs had. So, yeah, we need to focus on things here. You know, I agree with that. But also the reality, you just don't want to see people, you know, bowing down to these idols wherever they are. Because we as Muslims, in our heart, you know, we want the being of Allah. And especially with this program that we have, and what we're teaching about every day, it strikes a chord. You know, what we teach every day on this program, you know, remove racial images. And so when we see these images, wherever they are, you know, it strikes the heart. So I mentioned that about the Catholic Church because I know what happens in these Catholic churches, because as a program sometimes I listen to on the radio on Catholics. And, man, they worship these saints and ask them and pray to them. So a lot of them say, hey, that's unforgivable. So we just want to try to save their souls.
That's right.
You know, we don't want to try to save their souls.
All right, Bob.
Yeah, and I had a catechism before in my life. I had a practice catechism.
All right, Bob.
Live the life of a catechism.
Brother EP, you want to close us out?
Yeah, but first of all, let me finish. I say come back tomorrow. But then pray Allah that they don't come with the second agenda. See, we think about all these things nowadays, because right at the present time now, my husband and brother of Imam Ibrahim were fighting in court trying to get our center back, where they've come over and knew in the United States and didn't have a place to worship. And they were welcomed into the Islamic Center that we attended in LaGrange, that my husband has part ownership in. He and the brother Imam that just passed. So the thing about it is, they wanted to worship with us, but then they came in and took over. And now we're in court trying to get the center back from them because of what they have said, that they came in, did a little cosmetics, and they said it was a loan. That they had loaned us, and there was no loan. They gave that out of sadaqah, charity, a zakat. You know, so that's what we're dealing with now. And then they got a liquor store down there. They got a service station with paraphernalia in it for drugs, you know, and they serve liquor. And the women, the young girls that are there, they're taking advantage of them and having them doing different things for them. And that's the part that we look at for what's going on with them right here. In the United States, where we live, you know, and that's it. Alhamdulillah. When I made my statement, I was thinking of a whole lot of things when I made mine. But anyway, that's the main thing. I said.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Ibrahim, will you close out, please, sir?
Yes. I see records of Allah, because that what makes man and woman forget. See, he Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal, the absolute. He begat him not, nor is he begotten, and none is like the one. Amen.
Hey, thank you. Brother Sujan will lead out tomorrow. He will lead out tomorrow before he go to the Masjid. I think he go tomorrow. So he'll be leading out tomorrow, and inshallah. So thank every one of you. We come close. We get closer to where we need to be. Let's keep working, inshallah. And Allah will bless us.
where we need to be. Assalam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Everybody rest tonight. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.